USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This year's Memorial Day feels more normal as COVID-19 restrictions are loosened and the pandemic continues to wane. The Department of Veterans Affairs reminding Americans on this Memorial Day that over 12,000 veterans lost their lives in the battle with the coronavirus. President Biden honoring soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery. Biden joined by Vice President Kamala Harris, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and others in laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. More states are getting 70% of their adults vaccinated against the coronavirus. The latest to join that group are California and Maryland. They're the 11th and 12th states to hit the mark. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Defense Secretary is honoring America's fallen soldiers on this Memorial Day.
We come together to remember and to renew our sense of common purpose and to reach out to those who have long mourned and to those who newly grieve.
Lloyd Austin, speaking in Arlington, Virginia, says Gold Star families are in a fight that goes long past the funeral. He adds that families at home are also serving on the front lines. Some changes you may not be aware of are coming to Amazon's Alexa and Echo.
If you use Alexa, Echo, or any other Amazon device, you only have a few days to opt out of the experiment that leaves your personal privacy and security vulnerable. On June 8th, Amazon will automatically enroll the device in Amazon Sidewalk, giving your Wi-Fi to anybody passing by. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
China is looking to boost its population growth by allowing couples to have 3 children. The decision comes 3 weeks after Beijing put out the results of its 2020 census. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
An Arizona mayor is speaking out regarding the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The Arizona legislature passed a resolution last week asking for more federal funds to deal with the surge of illegal crossings at the border, now reaching 20-year highs. Some border cities have also sought more federal assistance. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Douglas Nichols says that his city is receiving funds from FEMA to help with the migrants being released into his city. He tells Fox News that policy changes, not money, will be the thing that brings real change at the border.
I think there's a lot more that needs to happen. They're doing a little bit. There's some FEMA money flowing this way. But this is not an issue to get solved by dollars. This is an issue that gets solved by policy and procedural changes and ultimately a law change on how we handle immigration. But we really need as a nation to address the question, is this really how we want to handle immigration? It's a de facto change in immigration policy. It's not done through the normal process, and it really puts people at risk. It puts communities at risk, and as a world leader, we really should have this better thought out and a better process under control.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A Boston Celtics fan is facing charges after throwing a water bottle at Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving. The fan was arrested and banned for life from the arena after last night's NBA playoffs game. Irving saying it's unfortunate this keeps happening in sports. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.